Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Mr. Padmanabhan Savai Vishakachaya Sutta Sada Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga.
9:45, she told me.
Mukam karati vachalam bangam nangai te kirim yaki pantamam bande sigurum dhanatarya Om agyana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuvinitam yena tasamai shi gurave namaha.
So today is the auspicious appearance of Lord Balaram.
Jai.
So I'd like to start with some prayers from the Gargasamhita, prayers to Lord Balaram. In Braj, after 5 days, in the month of Bhadra, the sixth day of the bright fortnight, when Mercury, five exalted planets, and the constellation Libra were on the horizon at midday, as the demigod showered a beautiful rain of flowers and the clouds sprinkled drops of water, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, illuminating Nanda's home with his splendor, was born from Vasudeva's wife. So the demigods have showered their flowers, and we do have some water here, some drops of water from the demigods who live here, and the devotees. Thank you. Nanda performed the child's birth ceremony and gave in charity 1,000,000 cows to the brahmanas. So how many cows did he have? Then he called the gopas and observed a very auspicious festival with the music of many singers and instrumentalists. So who did the child's birth ceremony? Devala, Devarata, Vashishta, Brihaspati, and myself, Narada, Vyasadeva. They were pleased when Nanda washed his feet. Vyasadeva washed Vyasadeva's feet and worshipped him. Nanda said, "Who is this handsome boy whose equal cannot be seen anywhere? How is it he was born after only 5 days in the womb? Oh, great sage, please tell me." Yes, so this is Balaram, very special birth. Vyasadeva said, "Nanda, you are very fortunate. The child is eternal Anantashesh. In Mathura city, he was conceived by Vasudeva and Devaki, where Lord Krishna's wish he was brought here. Oh, King Nanda, you may see him, even though the great yogis cannot." So even the great yogis cannot see Balaram, but we can. Balaram is very merciful to us. And today we have to pray to him. And I'll tell you what to pray for today in the different, during the class. I, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, have come here to see him. Therefore, please show him the Supreme Person who is greater than the greatest and who now displays the form of an infant to us. So maybe they came. Narada and Vyasadeva are here to see Balaram. He's so beautifully dressed. Then Narada said, "Nanda showed them the child Anantashesh, gazing at the child in the cradle. Vyasadeva, struck with wonder, bowed down and spoke." So here's the prayers. O Master of the demigods, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord who grants desires, obeisances to you, obeisances to you who are Lord Anantashesh. Obeisances to you who are directly Lord Ram. Eternal obeisances to you, Lord Sankarshan, maintainer of the earth, perfect and complete, effulgent and glorious, holding a plow in your hand, having 1,000 heads. You are Baladev, Revati's husband, and the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead's elder brother. You are armed with a plow. You are Pralambasura's killer. Oh, Supreme Person, please save me. And so we should pray to Lord Balaram to save us today, as Vyasadeva is praying here. Please save me. Please save me. And you all know what he has to save you from. Obeisances to you, who are known as Bala, Balabhadra, who carry a palm tree flag. Obeisances to you, Rohini's fair complexion, son dressed in blue garments. You are the enemy of Tenuka, Mushtika, Kuta, Rukmi, Kupakarna, and Kumbanda. You put an end to Balvala. You divided Jamuna and dragged Hastinapur. You are the enemy of Divita. You are the king of the Ottawas and decoration of the circle of Raj. You are the killer of Kamsa's brothers, a pilgrim who goes to holy places, supreme master and teacher of Duryodhan. O Lord, please protect the world. O infallible Lord, O greater than the greatest. O Lord Ananta, O Lord, whose fame is everywhere. Glory, glory to you. Obeisances to you who hold a plow and club and master of the demigods, great sages and serpents. A person who regularly reads or recites these prayers attains Lord Hari's supreme abode. Even in this world, he attains all strength. He crushes his enemies. For him are victory, wealth, and followers. Okay, so whenever Krishna comes, Balaram comes with him. They're inseparable. When Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu expands from Sankarshan, Ananta Shesh comes to hold him, along with all the universes. When Lord Ram comes, then Balaram comes as Lakshman. Balaram is in the mood of a brother, but as Lakshman, he was a younger brother, so he was more in the mood of a servant. When Lord Chaitanya comes, Balaram comes as Nitai. So why is he called Shankarshan? Because he was attracted to the womb of Rohini from Devaki. He's called Ram because he can please all the inhabitants of Gokula. Balabhadra, because of his physical strength. So in Krishna book, Prabhupada says, the Lord declared to Yogamaya, my plenary expansion unto Shesh is in the womb of Devaki. He'll be the source of all spiritual power, or bala, by which one can attain the highest bliss of life, called Ramana. So he will be known after his appearance either as Sankarshan or as Balaram. Now in that purport, I'm going to save a few minutes here. I won't speak everything. Prabhupada said that the law of gravitation is Balaram. So the reason we're all sticking to the floor today is because of Balaram. He's the law of gravitation. He's the gravity that's holding us here. Thank you, Balaram, for holding us here in this temple. Law of gravitation, display of the potency of Sankarshan. And he's also the source of spiritual power. Now, spiritual power is more powerful than material power. So we should know that. Like in the Battle of Kurukshetra, then Duryodhan had the material power, but Arjuna had the spiritual power. So whenever you're in trouble, don't try to use your material power, but depend on Balaram's spiritual power. So here's a description of the beauty of Balaram. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, whose beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks, face decorated with tilak made from kasturi, musk, his broad chest decorated with a garland of gunja, small conch shells. His complexion is white as the autumn cloud. He wears garments of blue color, and his voice is very grave. His arms are very long, touching his thighs, and he has shown his great strength by killing the Pralamba demon. Let me take shelter of Balaram. So Balaram, he helps in the pastimes of Krishna, but he also expands as five different forms: Mahasankarshan, Karnakshay Vishu, Garbhadakshay Vishu, Shirdakshay Vishu, and Shesha. So all of those Vishnus are actually Balaram, expansions of Balaram. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see that they are expansions of Nityananda. So Balaram is the servitor personality of Godhead. He's a servant God. He likes to serve Krishna. He has 1,000 mouths as Ananta Shesh, and he's singing glories, the qualities of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya also, and he hasn't found the end, even though he's been doing it forever. So how many qualities does Krishna have? Can we count them? No. Can we count the qualities? Even Ananta Shesh can't count them, and he has thousands of heads. We only have one. And so we can hardly count. And he is the leader of the Kumara Sampradaya. They hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sankarshan, from his lips. How does he serve Krishna? Chatta Paduka Shaya Upadan Vasan Arama Avasa Yagya Sutta Singhasan. umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, clothes, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne. That's why he's called Shesha, because he has reached the ultimate end of service to Krishna. So, Balaram, Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we pray to him, he can help us become perfect servants of Krishna. And that is who we are. We're all servants. Servants of Krishna, servants of Lord Chaitanya. So let us pray, Balaram, please make us perfect servants of Krishna. Now, how does Balaram help us? There is a verse in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, verse 45. Gyanasim Achyuta Bala. So Gyanasim is the sword of knowledge. And Krishna gives us the sword of knowledge. But that sword is very heavy. How are we going to hold the sword of knowledge? We get the strength from Balaram to hold the sword of knowledge. Rajendra Nandana Jay Shachishito Haila She Balaram Haila Nitai. So Gaur Nitai, Balaram is also Nitai. If we pray to Nitai, if we pray to Balaram, then we can get the strength. And they have come to save us in this age of Kali. Nitai Goranga. Papi tapi jato chilo horiname utarina. So Prabhupada said, that's why I made the temple of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. Without the mercy of Balaram, we can't get the goal of life. So Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitayar kona habe, Vraje Radha Krishna tabe. When you receive the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, then you can get the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. We have to go through Gaur Nitai to get to Radha and Krishna. And that's where we take shelter of Balaram in this form. Sesam banana hichar pitta janakilata vidyakule ki kari betar. If you don't have connection with Balaram, even though you're a very learned scholar or you've taken a birth in a very respectable family, it will not help you. So we have to conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, with the strength received from Balaram. So Balaram, please give us strength so we can hold the sword of knowledge. Now, Prabhupada also explains that if you get the weapon of knowledge, that's not enough. It's not enough. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. But we have to sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master. So how do you sharpen the weapon of knowledge? You get the strength from Balaram. You get the strength from the Guru by following his instructions. So we want to sharpen our weapon of knowledge. And remember, how to do that? You serve the instructions of the spiritual master. Now, what is this sword? It's described in Bhagavatam beginning, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, verse 15. Yat anujasina yukta karma grantine bandhanam. With sword in hand, intelligent man cut through the binding knots of reactionary work by remembering the personality of Godhead. So that's the sword, remembering Krishna. That's the sword. So we must pray to Balaram, please give me the strength to always remember Krishna. Prabhupada gave a prayer to us devotees. How we can pray to Super Soul, and guess who is Super Soul? It's Shirakshai Vishnu, it's Balaram. We gotta pray to Balaram again. So what is the prayer that Prabhupada gave us? Simply, our prayer should be, my dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please, do not put me into forgetfulness. You're sitting within me, a Super Soul. So you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you, so please do not put me into forgetfulness. That's the worst thing that can happen. Please always remind me to chant. Even you send me to hell, it doesn't matter, as long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. So Balaram, please remind us to chant Hare Krishna. Don't let us forget Krishna. We have so many ways we can pray to Lord Balaram. So when Balaram came as Lakshman and served Lord Ram, he was very unhappy, full of suffering. And he tolerated it because he was a younger brother. He couldn't stop Ram from his resolution, so he remained silent. And so what was the problem? You know, when Kaikeyi came and she wanted to take Ram away from the coronation, so Lakshman was very angry. He was angry at his father, Dasharath. He wouldn't accept that, but he had to accept because Ram said, no, yes, we have to accept what our father says. So he was angry at Kaikeyi, he was angry at his father, and then Ram banished Sita, and he had to take Sita to the forest too and drop her off, although she was pregnant. And finally, Ram banished him. And so much suffering in those activities, but he had to tolerate because he was his younger brother. So next time he came as the older brother, as Balaram. So Krishna had to listen to him. Krishna had to listen. So now, what is Balaram's relationship with Krishna? He has three moods. Kavi Guru, Kavi Sakha, Kavu Pritya Lila, Purve Janatina Bhavi, Raja Koila Kela. Three moods. Sometimes he serves as his guru, sometimes as his friend, and sometimes as his servant. So this is how Balaram relates to Krishna. So how he was Sakha, he was friend, and they were playing, and they were imitating the calls of animals. They were playing different games. Krishna would take one side and Balaram would take other side of the friend, especially in this game with Harlambasura. And there would be competition and they would be fighting. Boys like to fight. So, and Krishna was defeated. And Balaram, we heard today that he got intoxicated. When he went to the Jamuna, he wanted to drag the Jamuna and she wouldn't go because he was intoxicated. So what happens when he gets intoxicated? Nectar of devotion describes. What is intoxication, first of all? When one becomes arrogant with false prestige due to drinking intoxicants or being too lustful, the voice becomes faulty, the eyes become swollen, and there are symptoms of redness on the body. So how did Lord Balaram, after he got intoxicated, he started shouting at the ants. King of the ants, why are you hiding yourselves in these holes? And then he started shouting at Indra. Indra, you plaything of Sachi, why are you laughing? I'm now prepared to smash the whole universe, and I think Krishna won't stop me. He won't be angry with me. Then he said to Krishna, Krishna, tell me, why is the whole world trembling? Why has the moon become elongated? And you members of the Yadu dynasty, why are you laughing at me? Please give me back my liquors made of honey from the Kadamba flower. So you can make liquor from the Kadamba flower in Goloka, I guess. Shidarupa Goswami prays, Lord Balaram will be pleased with all of us while he is talking like an intoxicated person. Yeah, sometimes in Vrindavan I notice we have Krishna Balaram and Balaram's eyes look a bit reddish, so we don't know what he drank the night before. you look and, wow, his eyes are reddish. So Krishna's Balaram is also in the mood of Vatsayaras. He's a guru. So Krishna was massaging his feet sometimes when he was sleeping. And Baladev would say to Subal, my dear friend, please inform Krishna, don't go to Kaliya's lake today. Today is his birthday and I want to go with Mother Yashoda to bathe him. Tell him he should not leave the house today. This shows how Balaram took care of Krishna with parental love, Nectar of Devotion says. And before Krishna would go out to play, Yashoda would instruct Balaram, please protect him. And when Balaram did not go with Krishna, so many things happened. Of course, he told him, don't go to Kaliya's lake. So what's the first thing Krishna did? He went to Kaliya's lake. he kind of didn't listen. Agasura came when Baladev wasn't there. Brahma stole the cowboys and calves when Balaram wasn't there. And Kaliya came. So another time, Krishna was stealing yogurt from Jarati. And she was coming to catch him, and Krishna was very afraid, and he hid behind Balaram. He said, "My dear brother, I've stolen yogurt. Jarati is coming to catch me." And so when Krishna was taking shelter of Baladev, because he was being chased by Jarati, all the sages and demigods started laughing to see the fun. So how Krishna worshipped Balaram, we can hear also in 10th canto that, "My dear brother, your lotus feet are worshipped by the demigods. The trees are bowing down with their fruits and flowers at your lotus feet. And the bees are trying to buzz around you. They must have been your devotees in your past lives. They cannot leave your company. And they're trying to spread your glories by chanting every moment." So the bees were chanting. Bees were chanting, yes. Prabhupada heard, I don't know if he heard the bees chanting, but in one morning walk in New York, he's told the devotees, "Sounds like the birds are chanting Hare Krishna." And the devotees asked Prabhupada, "Really? The birds are chanting?" Prabhupada said, "Sounds like it to me." So yeah, Prabhupada also could hear that. So he was guru, he was friend, he's friend to Krishna, he's guru, and he's servant. That's the third mood of Balaram. How is he servant? Because he got bewildered when Brahma stole the cow, boys, and calves. He said, "Who is this mystic power? Who is this mystic power? Where has she come from? Is she a demigod or demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master Krishna, for else, who else can bewilder me?" So how did he act as servant? He went as a messenger to the Kurus, but they insulted Krishna, so Balaram became angry and said, "What's the value of a throne to Lord Krishna? The masters of the various planetary systems accept the dust of his lotus feet on their heads. That dust makes the holy places sacred. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I myself, who are all portions of his plenary portions, eternally carry that dust on our heads." So Nitai also had those same three moods. As guru, he broke Lord Chaitanya's danda. As friend, they were eating together, dancing together, playing together. As servant, Nitai went door to door preaching on Lord Chaitanya's order. Nityananda and Haridas. Agyapai dui jane bule kore kore, bolo Krishna gao Krishna bojaho Krishnere. Being ordered by the Lord, the two went door to door and requested everyone, "Chant the name of Krishna, sing the glories of Krishna, worship Krishna. Bolo Krishna bajo Krishna loho Krishna nam, Krishna mata Krishna pita Krishna dana pran." Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, and Krishna is your life and wealth. So in that mood, Balaram was serving Lord Chaitanya as Nitai. So Lord Shiva worships Balaram in the form of Sankarshan. Lord Shiva is in charge of false ego, so if we worship Balaram, he'll help us become free from false ego. And also as Nitai, he will make all material desires seem insignificant, and we will see Vrindavan. So we can pray, "Balaram, please, please help us be free from false ego and to see all material things as insignificant." And that's why Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. So people will be attracted to Krishna Balaram and understand that Krishna Balaram are non-different from Gaur Nitai. So Lord Chaitanya taught us, if you want Krishna to come in your heart and reveal himself with all his beauty and sweetness, first your heart has to be completely sanctified. And it's Balaram's business to sanctify the heart and make a nice place for Krishna to sit. Prabhupada, in one lecture, he said, we have a diamond throne in our heart, you can make one, and you should sit Krishna there, but before that, you have to get Balaram to clean. Before you get the diamond throne in your heart, Balaram has to clean with his plow. Yes? And Balaram's the original guru, he's the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master is his representative in this world. So all the acharyas, when they descend to preach, they are empowered by Lord Balaram. Balaram empowers the spiritual masters. They come to do Balaram's work. And anyone who approaches them by their divine grace, which comes through their example and their instructions, they clean our hearts. They clean our hearts. They make our hearts a wonderful, lovely place of purified devotion. And Krishna will be very happy and he'll come and sit. He'll come and sit. So if any spiritual master promises you material enjoyment, even going to heavenly planets, or get a better job, or better health, or a good wife or husband, this is not the business of a spiritual master. Prabhupada was riding in a train with some of his devotees. Some Indians got in the door and said, "Swamiji, benediction, please." And so Prabhupada pointed to his sannyasi and said, "Yes, you become like him." And they said, no, Swamiji, my daughter has to get married." And another one said, "No, my wife is sick." And so this is when they go to Guru, they want to save money from the doctor. And they think they can cure their diseases. And they can, actually, but the main disease is the heart, material, the spiritual disease. Hrit-bhava rog. So, yes. If any spiritual master tells you that he's God, or he can make you God, that is not a spiritual master. So the real spiritual master is a humble representative of Lord Baladev. His business is to cleanse and purify your heart. So Krishna naturally reveals himself with all of his beauty. And when Krishna reveals himself, all you can do is fall in love with him. So Balaram brings us to Krishna. He cleans our heart, prepares us. And through the spiritual master, representative of Balaram, we are prepared. So let us pray to Balaram to purify our heart so we can enter into the pastimes of Vrindavan and go back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here. If anyone has questions or comments, you can ask now. Yes.
You briefly mentioned the pastime where Lord Ram kicked out Lakshman. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I just can't remember the details. But Lakshman made a mistake and entered his room at the wrong time. Actually, I can't remember exactly, but he was banished. And after he was banished, and you remember? Jivikram remembers. Give him the mic. Yeah.
Like the end of their pastime.
The end of their pastime, yeah. Because after that, Lakshman, the serpent came and he went.
That's right. It was a reason for him to leave also.
Reason for him to leave. I couldn't remember the circumstances, why Ram did that.
No, the Mahakala Puram.
Huh?
The personification of the layer of the universe.
Oh, okay.
His name is Mahakala Puram.
Mahakala.
So he came to meet with Ram.
Mahakala
he said,
came.
Nobody should disturb.
Uh-huh.
If anybody disturbs,
Yeah. Mahakala
came. Two result.
Yes.
Either the universe will be finished, or then Ram appointed Lakshman.
Okay.
To
guard
the
door. Yeah.
But then Durvasa comes.
Oh.
I need to see Ram now, or I'll destroy the world. So Lakshman has to decide. So intervene and disturb the whole. So then when Ram came out. He said, "Lakshman, sorry. Either the world will destroy or you leave." So he had to depart.
So that's the story. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I remember he went in at the wrong time. Yeah, he interrupted something. Yeah. Okay, any other? Over here. Yeah.
Why did Balaram have a favoritism towards Duryodhana?
Why did Balaram have favored Duryodhana? Yes, he's in charge of false ego and tamagun, indirectly, not directly tamagun, Lord Shiva is. So in that sense, he was favoring Duryodhana. He taught him how to fight with a club. And, you know, he was being equal to everyone. You know, they were also relatives or friends, not relatives, in some way. I think Duryodhana's daughter married one of their Yadu dynasty. And so they were related, and so he favored Duryodhana for some reason. Why he favored Duryodhana, I can't really say, but his nature is like Avadut. He's Nityananda also. Balaram is also Avadut. And Yes, Prabhu, Prime Govinda.
One second, if you don't mind.
Oh, we have it over here.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. In the Garuda Purana, it explains that in the spiritual world, when the demigods approached the Lord to advent onto earth, the Lord was going to come without Sesha.
Oh.
And then Sesha said, "Wow, no, I'm going to come too." And then there's a devotee there named Kali, but not the personification of the age of Kali, who was a devotee of Sesha's.
Oh.
So when Sesha said he was going to come as Balaram, he said to Kali, "You can come too." No, actually, Kali said, "Well, what am I going to do if you leave?" He said, "No, well, you can come too. And you can be the son of a big king there and participate." And that was Duryodhana.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he was a devotee of Balaram indirectly, Shesha, devotee of Shesha. And that's why he favored. You still have something, okay, he's not finished. Prime Govinda would like to say something also?
This is Duryodhana and Balaram. I'll talk to him about it after.
Okay.
But the point is that he was not changing his consciousness. He was teaching him the skill.
Yes.
Skill and attitude are two different things. Duryodhana was very good at mace fighting, club. And when he approached Balaram, Balaram was attracted. Oh, you want to learn more. So
okay.
It was a skill learning, not a guru disciple of changing the heart or anything.
Okay.
We have to look at it from that angle.
Okay,
also another angle to look at it, that Krishna is expert relisher of transcendental love of melon. So when there is opposition, like Duryodhana was supposed to marry Subhadra, according to Balaram's decision.
Oh.
So how he came, and if you look at the very scrutinizingly, that's where Krishna tastes something that nobody can oppose when he makes the decision. But Balaram is the only one who comes in such a way and then challenge, and Krishna find a way to curb it and smash. That's why Krishna says, "What are you doing?" Balaram said, "I'm ready to kill Arjuna." "Why?" He said, "He kidnapped our sister." He said, "Look at who kidnapped who." The Subhadra was taking the horse's chariot and pulling the Arjuna to be in the chariot. So then Balaram was shocked. He said, "How is this? You knew this?" He said, "Well, I did some research. I asked my sister, will she be happy with Duryodhana? She gave a very morose face. Then I asked her, would you like Arjuna to be your husband? She was joyful. So I just arranged according to that."
Okay.
So like this, Balaram actually gives the pleasure to Krishna. That's why Duryodhana.
Okay, in the back.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned that Balaram, Krishna wasn't there. Balaram wasn't there when Krishna. We were reading this morning that Balaram's birthday was the day that Krishna
passed.
Yeah,
I know. Him. Yeah, but Gaga Samhita said it was Krishna's birthday.
No, it's in the Gopal Champu.
Oh, Gopal Champu.
We were reading this morning. But what about Lord Brahma stealing the calves? Was that also another birthday?
Yeah, I think so.
So because he was the same day.
Because
he was being bathed, therefore Krishna was able, right? Because his Abhishek was going on, therefore Krishna.
Yeah.
Was able to go to the Kaliya Lake without Balaram stopping him.
Yeah, it seems like every time Balaram has a birthday, something happens to Krishna.
I was thinking that anyone who makes it into the Mahabharata or Bhagavatam must be a very special person.
I couldn't get that.
Anybody in the Mahabharata is a very special person.
Yes.
Kulayapida, the elephant Kulayapida, he was formerly a Brahmin, who was? He was a Brahmin in his former life, and he committed an offense, and then he was cursed to become an elephant.
Hear.
So everyone, I think, makes it Mahabharata or Bhagavatam must be very special.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's right. Okay, we have over here. I couldn't hear it. But at the end he said everyone is special who is in Mahabharata or Srimad Bhagavatam. So I said yes.
Raghunath Swami says in one of his lectures that Lord Balaram accepts Duryodhan to show that a guru never gives up even the worst of the disciples. A guru never gives up
even lowest of the disciples. Okay. Yes, Madhumati?
I was thinking another angle to see is that we're fortunate that Balaram was kind to Duryodhan because there's some hope for us.
Okay, yeah. There's hope for us. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Okay, Mahatma.
So you were saying that Lord Balaram is in the mood of serving Krishna.
Yeah.
So how is he serving Krishna in his Rasalila?
Nanga Manjari is incarnation or expansion of his energy, I believe.
But with his own gopis.
Aside
from Ananga Manjari, with his...
How is he a servant?
So he's doing his Rasalila with his gopis. How is that service to Krishna?
How is Balaram's Rasalila service for Krishna? Because those gopis were too young to have Krishna as their husband, so Balaram took care of them.
Two sets.
Yeah, there are two sets of gopis. There are two sets. He did not dance with Krishna's gopis.
Yeah, I know that, but he had his own.
He had his own, so he had to take care of those that were left. You know.
And what happened to those gopis later?
No, they're Balaram's.
Eternally Balaram's gopis.
Yeah, they're eternally Balaram.
You want to say something?
Well, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur said, you have to see that there is a verse,
the highest happiness as a god, not as a god, not as an object of love, but as a servant of God. And this is Adilila chapter 6, 111. And Prabhupada gave a whole chapter is after that, is based on that. And Balaram served Krishna by dancing with those gopis and inviting Krishna in his heart. So actually Krishna was actually enjoying those gopis through him. He never claimed himself as an enjoyer. It makes sense?
Thank you. I didn't know that.
It's described that in Vedic culture, women got married very, very young. How is it that Arjuna was, he kidnapped Subhadra and Balaram got angry at him? Subhadra must have been rather old at that point.
Oh, she wasn't old. I mean, because everything is not chronological. In Bhagavatam, it's not in chronological order. But she wasn't old, but she was married after Draupadi. So that much younger she was. Draupadi was first, Subhadra was second, and for Arjuna, or maybe, I'm not sure, Subhadra was second. Arjuna had a lot of wives. But yeah. Okay, anybody else? Okay, it's time for Abhishek. Jai, all glories to Balaram. Hare Krishna.